You're listening to The Conscious Booth,
a podcast in cooperation with Station and Region Hovedstaden.
My name is Thomas Fredholm.
First to Spain, which is dealing with an unprecedented heat wave for this time of the year. Many places have already been hit by an unseasonally dry winter. Forecasters expect this heat wave to peak today and into tomorrow. Now, here's a look at...
Is the drought the new normal in Denmark? Should we get used to weeks without rain and parched lawns? And how bad will it get? These are some of the questions we will try to answer today.
Drought index is a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is there's no drought at all, and 10 is a high risk of drought. And at the moment, all of Denmark is at a level 10.
Today's guest is Patrick Carald. He's a historian from the University of Copenhagen with a specialization in development of climate change. He has studied and followed the drought here in Denmark closely.
And actually for the past 18 years, DMI, Dansk Meteorologisk Institut, has continuously calculated the drought index for Denmark. And that's both as a whole, for the whole country, and for each municipality. And the drought index is based on a water balance model that estimates the amount of water available to plants in the soil, water reservoir, every day.
Do you know how much water you would need to end the drought as it is right now?
Well, the DMI says the ground is in need of about 100 millimeters of rain to reach the optimal conditions again. And the problem is that when there's such a long period without rain, the earth will at some point start to reject the rain when it falls. And even if there comes a cloudburst with a lot of rainfall, most of the rain won't be absorbed by the agricultural fields.
Of Europe is at risk of experiencing a drought this summer. Parts of Spain and southern France are already experiencing water shortages, with farmers expecting the worst yield in decades. The situation is especially serious as it follows years of consecutive drought, which have depleted groundwater reserves.
You could say that the evaporation is so high that much of Thursday's rain is already gone within 24 hours.
And that's because the sun is shining.
Yeah.
Okay, just to put it in more
in
human...
In layman terms.
Yeah. Okay, so we are in quite a serious state right now.
We are, yeah.
Okay. Do you know if it's always been like this? I can't remember, like, great droughts when I was younger. It's mostly, in the recent years.
The average temperature in the Mediterranean region is now 1.5 degrees higher than it was 150 years ago. That's in line with the forecast scientists have made about how climate change will impact
the region. So most people remember the drought back in 2018. It was the most drought-hit year in 99 years. So we are actually at historical levels at the moment. And in fact, according to TV2, Vejret, this year's drought is the longest period without rain in Denmark for 20 years.
Okay, wow. So it's kind of heavy as it is right now.
It is, and you see it around you see it all around the society at this point, where agricultural fields and farmers are really suffering heavy losses from the lack of rain.
Yeah, I was visiting my mother the other day back in the south of Funen, and her lawn is like totally evaporated. At some point they went like it's a yellow lawn at this point.
Yeah.
There's no grass and no need for like a robot, which she bought a couple of years ago. She's kind of sad of that now.
Yeah, but she can part that for the time being, but It doesn't only have agricultural consequences. It also affects the dust in the air, which it has a various range of consequences for both animals and agricultural prowess.
Okay, and let's talk a bit about the dust, because it's clear that it has consequences for the agricultural life, and crops have a problem growing when there's no water, and the harvest at some point might be lost. I'm thinking more in terms of the soil fumigation, which me personally, I think it's very annoying as well. But is that a problem for the farmers as well?
Well, first of all, the big problem is, of course, the agricultural life. So that's like the main topic for when we're talking, when we speak in drought, because it affects wildlife, but it also affects the things we are ought to put in our mouth. When the crops don't have enough water, the harvest might be lost. In terms of the soil fumigation, that's also a major problem. When the wind starts blowing to some extent, it might hurt the crops. Fumigated soil will damage the newly germinated crop to some extent, so the farmer may have to go out and patch up with some seed drills.
Okay, so the earth gets dry, and so dry that the dust comes up, and then the dust blows over the fields, and it destroys the crops in some kind of way. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. As we are approaching the festival season in Denmark, many festival goers might have seen we call them plouts at Roskilde, and that's an example of just that.
So I remember back in 2018, I went to a festival back then, and this was before Corona as well, but people started wearing face masks, like when you renovate a bathroom and you need to put down all the tiles and there comes a lot of dust in the air. It's the same. They started selling them at the festival because it was so bad at that point. And also you can feel it in your nose, and it's like you can taste it.
Yeah.
It's not a nice feeling though.
And it might be a problem that you can deal with for 7 days, but the fact is that the problem is getting bigger and bigger, and as you scale the problem, it might spread out to other events or other arenas of society than the festivals.
The earth is not the good earth to man without rain. Rain for the earth. Rain to bring up the falling water tables. Rain to make crops grow. Rain for the grass that ties the earth into place.
Do you have any idea about if you should speculate? I know it's a hard thing to do, but about the future, how it's going to be from now on? With this every summer, or what are your predictions?
Well, of course, we face imminent climate changes all over the world, and this is only my prognosis. Some scientists might have another take on it, but I think that you can't point to this single drought and say it's due to man-made climate change. But according to a professor of climate physics, Jens Hesselberg Christensen, there's no doubt that the droughts are generally becoming longer and more severe, and that is due to our CO2. Well, I don't think you can argue with the fact that human life has a part to play in every bit of climate change that we see.
Okay, so the humans generally play a role in this, or the way we live.
Well, yeah, but human intervenience is a factor of all climate change, and this is just one of them.
Yeah. Do you think that the water supply will become a problem?
Well, we've already seen water supply becoming a problem in many parts of the world. Some of the driest cities in the world, take San Francisco or Las Vegas as an example. We've already seen the water supply becoming a bigger problem for these cities, and you have to come up with innovative ways of supplying people with water in those cities, and that hasn't been a problem to this extent until now.
Yeah, because my. Turning back to the example with my mother, she got a notice that she was not allowed to water, like for example, the plants in her garden and stuff like that.
And that's the big difference, because it's expected in places like Nevada, which is a desert. It's not expected, but it's almost expected that water supply may become an issue at some point. But the fact is that water supply is becoming increasingly larger issues in places that have a large water supply regularly. For an example, Denmark.
Yeah, because I'm also wondering, we have a very great infrastructure, and if it becomes a problem here, I couldn't wonder what would happen in other places that don't have the same starting point as us concerning water supply and everything.
We have a completely different capacity in Europe in general, and a completely different infrastructure than many of the places that this will become a larger problem. And the fact that we have this problem is a testament to how big the problem is going to get in warmer climates between rich and poor than any other climate changes will, simply due to the fact that the basic necessity of water for each human is going to be at a level where the price of a basic necessity such as water will become so high that less fortunate families won't be able to sustain their family. It will be a luxury to have clean water to drink
at some point in the future.
At some point, this is way down the line, but
that's worst case scenario, right?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
That exemplifies the seriousness.
It does, yeah.
Of this crisis, and I think that's very interesting as well. Also because water is more a necessity for people than, for example, food.
Yeah, but ideally you would have both.
Yeah, of course.
And the fact of the matter is that you need water to both get your food and get your drink. You need a good water supply to keep people alive.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming today and for your inputs on this very relevant topic.
Very welcome.
And have a good day.
You too.